Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Chaf. Shkalim daf Chaf, just a scheduling note. I'm not giving the daf tomorrow, so Beit Hashem, it'll be uploaded from the last cycle, the last two dafim. And then Beit Hashem, on Sunday, we will start Meseches Yoma, or Yuma, as we'll see what exactly we should be calling it. But that is Beit Hashem on Sunday when we get back to Talmud Bavli. But right now, Baruch Hashem, we have the third to last daf here in Talmud Yerushalmi that we're going to be doing. And we start with Chad Bar Nash. We are about six lines up from the bottom, your testament base, talking about different types of meat. What is this Gemara doing here? Because we're the Mishnah. This seventh parak is all about if you find money, if you find meat, and you don't know whose it is, you don't know what it is. So that's the issue that is brought up in this parak regarding if you find it between the different types of boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we expand it. So that's why, as we spoke about yesterday, Basar shenis alim in ha'ayim, meat that's found somewhere on the floor, what do you do with it? So now the Gemara is going to talk about the different chashos regarding what is the halacha in the different cases. Says the Gemara, Chad barnash bitziporen, ozil boy mizvan kupan min ta'apcha. There was a person who went to a butcher shop in Sipori. He wanted to buy meat from a butcher. Below Yavle, and the butcher had been mad at him, and he didn't sell him the meat. He wanted to get back at him. So he wanted to take nekama. As we know, the difference between nekama and netira. Netira is that I give it back. I'm better than you. I'm going to do this for you, even though you wouldn't do it for me. But this is stam nekama, right? I'm not doing it for you. I'm upset at you. I'm not going to sell it to you. Amar le lechad romai va'aisile. So the potential buyer says, I need a piece of meat. So what do? So he goes to somebody else. He goes to some Roman and says, could you go buy a piece of meat for me? Go buy the meat, I'll pay you, and then you'll get it for me. So he did. So Amar Leis, so the Roman guy brings it to him. The guy, the koneh, the buyer, you know, even though he got his meat, you know, human nature is he has to make sure that the seller knows that he was, you know, done up. Velo nasis al karche. Didn't I take the meat from you, you know, against your will? Look, I got it. It's like human nature. What did he have to do that for? But, you know, lahachis. You know, they were in a fight, so he had to go back and tell him, oh, I got it. So Amar Lei, not to be outdone. Falav basan de neveli avisle. I sold him a piece of treif, right? A piece of nevela. So that's the story. So they didn't know what to do. So meaning, what's the halacha in terms of this piece of meat? Is he believed to say he sold this piece of nevela to the non-Jew? That seems pretty clear. If some edech anem bisurin, he's believed to say that this piece of meat is treif that he sold to the non-Jew, and he's not saying he did anything wrong. Because he didn't give it to a Jew, he didn't violate Lifnei Iver, he sold to a non-Jew. The problem is, though, we usually have assumptions about kosher shops and kosher marketplaces. Does this statement now undermine what we say, all the percentages and roves and chazakas of the whole marketplace? Maybe there's a lot of nevelas being sold by kosher butchers. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Balafnei Rabbi, Va'amar, Lo Kalamina, Meser Makulam Ditziporin. He doesn't have enough power to asser all of the marketplaces in Sipori. And therefore he's believed about this piece of meat. But he's not believed to undermine the normal majorities that we have. There's a lot to talk about here, just to mention 2 points. And that is, we always like to mention the Sefer Achinuch by Nekama, once we're talking about Nekama, revenge. And that is, the Sefer Achinuch asks, how is it possible not to take revenge? It's so, as people say, sweet revenge. Right? So how do we overcome that natural tendency of somebody does something wrong to me, so I want to do it back to them? The Sefer Achinuch explains beautifully that we have to just be machalik between ourselves and life as subjects and objects. And that in Parshas Kedoshim. And he says, everything in life, every person in life is both a subject and an object. As a subject, as an actor, as someone with free choice, so we are going to be held accountable for every one of our actions. Schar va'onesh. Everything that's in our control. But if something happens to us that's out of our control, we must try as best as we can to view ourselves as objects, as it was meant to happen, as whoever it was is just a tool from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I get to the bus and the bus leaves right as I get there, and the bus driver looks at me and I get upset at him, so he has Bechira Chavshis, whether he's a nice guy or not, that he didn't wait. But as an object, I was meant to miss the bus. Right? If somebody cuts me off, if somebody does, as an object, they're just a tool from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, and that's how we can try to overcome the natural, you know, rut zone to take revenge because what he did that to me? but he was just a tool for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was meant to happen to me. It was meant to happen. He's going to be held accountable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take him. Shem hasn't figured out how I can be an object and he can be a subject. And I heard from Rav Meir Twersky, he said that's exactly the pshat with Yosef. Yosef tells the brothers, don't worry about it. It's all good. So I'm not going to take revenge from you. What Yosef was saying, they didn't do anything wrong. Yosef was whitewashing the whole event. The answer is no, as subjects. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to figure out whether, you know, you deserve to be punished for throwing me into the pit. But as an object, it happened to me, it was meant to happen. So far be it from me, says Yosef, to take revenge. That's the beautiful Sefer HaChinuch in terms of objects and subjects. One of the important sources related to Nekama. Just one other ha'ara that I think we haven't mentioned. And that is, we have a story here that, you know, this guy was upset at the buyer, so he sold a piece of meat. What if he would have done it on purpose? He knew the other guy was going to get it, so would have given him a piece of treif of meat on purpose. So it just reminded me of a story I said over on Shabbos last week at the Shabbos table. That is in Harevna. Harevna, Rav Zilberstein's halachic shilas related to the parsha. So not exactly the same, but it's a similar idea. Maisa shahaya kachaya. This was the story. This is on Parshas Toldos in the first volume of Harevna. Now there were three. So he quoted, now they have in English, some of them. So he says, somebody got off the plane, Reuven Hainu Yehudi Toshev Arzod Abrit. There was an American guy that got off the plane in Ben Gurion, and it was late at night, and he got into the taxi, and he got into a taxi, and it was supposed to take a 20-minute ride to wherever he was going. And the taxi driver in the middle of the ride says, oh, I forgot to put on the meter. I forgot to put on the monet. He says, you know what? Let's just call it $70, okay? He thought this was an American, you know, person who he could take advantage of. $70 for this 20-minute ride, good. So the it should have cost $20. Instead, he said $70, okay. The passenger didn't say anything. As he's getting closer to the destination, he looks around and he says, "I only have a $100 bill. Do you have change? I only have a $100 bill." And the Reuven starts looking, and he says, okay, I'll see what I have. And then all of a sudden, later in the ride, he says, I can't find my bill. I can't find it. It must be here somewhere between the seats. I can't find the bill. I don't know what happened to it. Do you have a flashlight? You have something to put out backlights? I know the light's broken in the back, and I don't have a flashlight. He says, no, I have to find it. This is what I, see, finally gets to the destination. He's like, you know what? Let me just run into the house. I'm sure it's here between the seats somewhere. So they run into the house and get a flashlight and come back. Says, fine. Goes into the house, and as you would have guessed, the guy drives away. He figures the $100 is in between the seats. So who cares about this passenger? He drives away. Okay, that's the case. But there's more. The passenger goes to Rav Zilberstein and says, I don't know if I did the right thing. Why? I made up the whole story. Says, I knew this guy was taking advantage of me. So I made up the whole story. I wanted to see if he would drive away or not. And because I didn't lose any, I had the money, I had $20, but I wanted to see. I sounded like a crook, and I set him up, and he drove away. He said, did I do the right thing? Because, you know, was that lifnei iver? Was that, do I owe him $20? Do I owe him more than that? So Rav Zilberstein says, do I have to go find the driver? Because I didn't pay him. But look what he did to me. He was trying to rip me off, and he wanted to steal $100 from me. So Rav Zilberstein says, number one, l'chora nira, he says, don't we learn from Yaakov Avinu that, you know, you have to deal with Lavan like you deal with Lavan? Right, that this week's parsha, last week's parsha, dealing with Esav. Right, this is also a Yonah Diyama for this week. So he says, on the surface, you might say, right, and as it says in Navi, with a Ramah, you have to act in Navartis Barar v'Mikesh Tis Patol. Says on the surface, you know, he wanted to rip you off. You had to protect yourself. Ulam, but he says here, you got Hana. You got $20 worth of Hana. So what you should have done is the same trick you could have done, but would have left $20 in the car. Because that hana that you received, so you'd have to leave more than that. But that hana you should have received. But you don't have a chiyuv to go find him. You don't have a chiyuv to be terech. Why? Because he was mafkirit. He was mafkir. He wasn't interested in getting it. So he says, "L'tzorach hakadag b'savashi nochayev shagain hu zeshe hifkir es charo v'chashov shikabel meya." Right? He was mafkirit, and that's why. So he shouldn't have done it. He should have done it a little differently. And he was mafkir. Either way, this reminded me of the story right here about the guy who might have given the non-kosher meat instead, ended up giving him I don't know if he was trying to trick. Pashas, he was just giving it to him because he was a non-Jewish customer. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, other stories related to finding meat. Rav Nachas Letaman, Rav once went there, Rav once went to, where? Where's there? Bavel. Right, because we're still in Eretz Yisrael here. Rav went to Bavel, and Chamtun Makilin V'chamar Aleihun. He saw they were a lot very mako in certain regards. He was machmer on them, meaning he had gave some stringencies. Chad Barnash Azil, one time a person went, Boy Mashizna Iskufte Bigonara. He went out, but he went to take a piece of meat. He went to wash the meat in the river. Right, he had some meat, he wanted to wash it off. Went to wash it in the river. The inshasa, and he forgot some, so he went back to the place to get the meat, and he left the first meat that he brought at the riverside, for azal, and he came back. Chazer boy, Miss Vina, he wanted to take his meat. Wanted to pick up the meat that he had left there and go on his way. Amar le Rav Azalaga! No, you're not allowed to take that meat that you had left there. Dina Amar, because I say, Hahi, Shataf Nara, that meat that's there, that you had left there, got taken away by the river, that you had left on the edge, and Va'aisi Chori, Dinavelo Tachoi, Tachtoi, and it brought this other piece of treif meat, meaning this is Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin, right? That principle is based on, in the sources, this is one of the sources, and the Gemara and Chulin, based on the fact that a bird might have come to take it, and the river might have come to take it, right? That's the root of Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin. And we have more. Chad Barnash Avi Mahalach Peshuka Torn Kippod. There was a certain person who was walking in the marketplace carrying a piece of meat. Asa Daisa, a vulture came. V'chat Vasei Mina and took it. V'talkasei and threw it to a different area. Chazer Boy Misvina and finally they got to the area and they got the piece of meat and he wanted to pick it up. Amar Le Rav Asur Lecha. No, you're not allowed to pick it up. Dana Amar, Basa Dinamela Havis Taina. Vitalka say, maybe the vulture really took yours and threw down a different piece. Vinasva Huachrana, and therefore, you're not allowed to take it. Again, as we read the Shulchan Aruch yesterday, that on a Doraisa level, you go by Rov, and Kavua, and all the different rules and regulations, but Midra Banan, Basar Shadis Alim and Ha'ayin, applies. Ginai, so Ginai Shataf Zikin, a Ginai. Shataf Zikin, Gidai is the name of a river. Shataf Zikin, it also washed away Zikin, wine skins. There was wine in certain barrels, let's say, type of skins, and the river took it. Asa, Uvda Kume Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Lazar, V'amar, came in front of Rabbi Yitzchak and he said, Yachkumun Shafaya Kitrehon. Let the people who poured the wine come and recognize their knots. Meaning, if they can recognize that these are their wine barrels, wine skins, so then it is okay. And that's what we pass in Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin also. If somebody is able to recognize the meat, is a certain simin, it's recognizable, that is okay. Nukunika ishtakech bekinishta debuli. There was a, nukunika are the, containers of wine. It was found in the shul, the kinishta of buli. Also, of that could be Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar Yischakvod Sakuraya Avidateyon. Let the Sakuraya, the Sikra, the ones who paint, right? Like we, by Meister Behema, we have the putting the Sikra, right? So he says, the ones who paint, let them come, and the one who paint the containers of wine, let him recognize their barrels, and in that way be able to take it. Period. Once I had a story, Halacha Lamaisa, a friend of mine who was a Rebbe in a high school, and on Friday mornings, they always had, one of the kids bring in a chalant. They had chalant on a Friday morning. And one time, one of the boys came in and said, I didn't bring it, my mother's gonna bring it in a few minutes, it wasn't ready yet. So, an hour later they come, and it wasn't the mother, but it was the non-Jewish help in the house that brought the chalant. And he comes in and they bring the chalant, and all of a sudden he says, he brought the non-Jew, the chalant, and the Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin, what do I do? So he asked one of the rabbanim there, and he said that, I have a way out. What they did was, they took a picture of the chalant, and they emailed it, or they sent it to the mother at home, and they asked her for tefias ayin. They asked her, do you recognize this is exactly your chalant? She recognized it, and that was a hecker. That was a simon, and therefore they were able to eat the chalant. But again, Basar Shinis Alim and Ha'ayin is a halach lamaisa. Weiter. Gidi tzali ishtakach beisratia degufsa, a roasted goat. And a piece of meat was found in the public area of gufta. Isratia degufsa. Vehitiru mishum shnei dvarim. And they matured it. They matured it for two things. The one who found it was allowed to eat it for two things. And let me just add, one of these is Isra Vaheter, one of them is Dini Maminus. Right? You might say, why do you need two? Two reasons. Because one of them is going to be in the world of kosher versus not kosher. One's going to be in the world of you could keep it. Mishum Mitzia Umishum Rob Mahalchei Drachim. Because of finding it, issues of Dini Mamanis and Rob Mahalchei Drachim. Let's explain each one. Mishum Mitzia the Tani. Why are you allowed to pick it up? Why is there no Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda? Because of the following. It's in the middle of the street. Hamatzil, as we know from elsewhere. Ba'mitzia issues, Hamatzil Miyad Ha'ari. If somebody saves something from a lion that's attacking, Miyad Agayas from an army that's attacking, Mishunas Hayam, Mishunas Hanar, from off the edge, it got washed up on the edge of a river or a yam, Umi Yisrat Yagadolo, Umi Plat Yagadolo, from different large areas, public areas, Hari Elu Shalo, all of these you're allowed to keep. You have no Chiyuv Hachraza, you have no Chiyuv to try to find the owner, Mipnei Shehabayla Misyashimahan, because the Bailam are Misyash. They have yeish, they give up hope, and therefore you are allowed to take it. And therefore, regarding Dine Mamanis, this piece of meat is allowed. This is what's called miyuash, not only from the owner, but all these cases are miyuash mikal adam. We are allowed to assume, objectively, that if any of these cases happen, the person is miyaish. The Gemara even, it's called zuto shel yam. The Gemara even says about Metzia, if the person is screaming, let's say something falls into the ocean, and then it washes up onto the beach, and somebody's out in a boat, and somebody stops crying, screaming, "It's mine! It's mine! It's mine!" Zuto shoyam is mutter. Okay, if you want to be a nice guy and you think it's really his, you can return it. But v'ikar adin is an automatic yesh. But by the misyashem mehen, we'll get back to that. Let's continue first. Umishum rov mahalchei drachim, and also because of rov people who happen to walk in that area. Mishum shchitas nachri, because that was an area that was mostly had kosher shochtim, had Jewish shochtim, and therefore there wasn't a worry there. Vishtakach min debeis Rabbi. And lamaisa, it was found out that it was from the house of Rabbi. So it was really true that it was mutter, and it was mutter for them to even take. The sugya of Yeush is a large one, which we haven't touched on recently, but Metzia, just to mention some of the shitas to remind ourselves, and that is how Yeush really works. Somebody gives up hope. So what exactly does that do? I lose something, and then I give up hope. So why then, the halacha is that the finder is allowed to pick it up. How exactly does Yeush work? Is Yeush a kinyan? Does Yeush give it to me? So Tosfos says what Yeush is not, but doesn't say what Yeush is. Tosfos in Maseches Bava Kama, in Perek Meruba, in the seventh Perek, one of the big sugars of Yeush, says Tosfos. The Gemara there says a difference between Isura Asiliade and Hetera Asiliade. Meaning, what happens if I pick it up, what's called Yeush Shalomidas? What if I picked it up before the person had Yeush? But I know he's going to have Yeush in an hour from now, when he realizes that he lost it. But when I got it, Yeush didn't apply yet. That's called Isura Asiliade. The Gemara is Mechalek between a Yeush that's before and after. Isura Asiliade and Beteir Asiliade. Says Tosfos, you know what you see from that halacha? That Yeush is not Hefker. I don't know what it is, says Tosfos. I don't say that, but he says, you learn from here that Yeush is not Hefker. Because if you're Mafker something, it doesn't matter where the item is. If I'm Mafker it, even if I picked it up beforehand, you know, it still works. Mikan She Yeush Eino Hefker. Eino Kehefker Gomor. To him, Kedah, Filibuster, the Surah, the Yucholakos, but a Hefker. That's Tosfos. So, what exactly is it? So, Rove Achronim, many Achronim, Vixos, and the Nesivis, and the Trumas Akri, they all say that Yeush is not a Kenyan, but all Yeush is now, it still belongs to the owner. It belongs to the original owner. But Yeush is basically a Heter Lakicha. It's an allowance that you are allowed to take it. It's still mine legally. Still mine. But you are allowed to take it. That's what I'll read it from the Truma Sakri in Reish Lamech Beis. V'nira li, hai de yeush kone, eino lo kehefker v'lo kematana, ela da hatora hitira aveda, shenis yashua baila mimena, kiderach shatora hitira aveda shashat v'nahar. But it doesn't mean that it left already. Vade lo nafket mirishus abaylam klau. Heichwer didn't leave yet. Vafilo hachi hitira Torah. Hachanami Torah hisira aveda hitira aveda shabala v'nisyashem imena. That is what most achronim say. It is allowed to, you're allowed to take it because that's the heter Torah. The way Rav Soloveitchik said it was a little differently. Rav Soloveitchik said it, Rav Shechter quotes as an Eretz HaTzvi, page Reish Yudal and Reish Tesvav. What Yeush does is it's mashlim the shame avud. What does that mean? If I own something, then it's not called an avud. It's not called lost. As long as I have not given up hope from something, then there's still a connection to me. The second that it's in a place that's not in my rishus, right? If something is on my bed and I give up hope, but it's still on my bed, so it doesn't, it's not called an avud. But if something is totally in a public area, somewhere where I, it's not in my rishus, and then I give up hope, that conceptually labels it as an avud item. An avud item, by definition, is not owned. Shame avud. And that's why you're allowed to pick it up. It's mashlum the shame avud. That's the formulation that he has here. The Indian hefker whom he den hakna. Hefker is focused on the action. Ubechtela haknos bina sheish shalom bershuso. Mashenkit inyan yeish. Right? It's very interesting. It's kind of opposites, points out Reb Soloveitchik. You can't be mafker something that's not connected to you. It has to be connected to you in order for you to be mafker it. Yeish only works by something that's not connected to you. They're kind of opposites. Mashegim inyan yeish sheba avud bimenu mitsuyeis akol adam ika al ha'avid hashem avud b'miksas v'ayde yeish b'ilim nishlam hashem avud hahu v'chefet shehu avid b'emes i'efsha she'yelav b'ilim. Right, that's the language of Rav Soloveitchik. Again, this relates to the machlokas we've shown on whether you can have yeish by something in your rishus. It's Machlokas, Ramban, and others in Maseches Bava Metzia. But either way, that's a second. There are other suggestions as well. Rav Asher Weiss, we discussed a long time ago how Yeish works. But we'll leave it for now. That's a very important sugya relating to the Gemara that talks about it here, relating to Zuto Shel Yam. The other issue, yeah.
How does Yeish Shalom Midas work from the perspective of the person that finds it? How is he supposed to
know? Right, so how does Yeish Shalom Midas work for the person who finds it? How is he supposed to know? You're right. So if he doesn't know, then you don't know if Yesh Lomi Das. But if you hold Yesh Lomi Das as Lo Hava Yesh, then if at a certain point you realize when Yesh took place, right, in an ideal world, if you don't know, you don't know, but you might have to be Machmir. Meaning if you know that the person lost it recently, you could tell it was lost recently, it's a fresh item, or it's something that you know that's expensive, and if other people would have walked by here beforehand, you know, they probably would have picked it up also. So you know what happened recently. So there's more of a chashash that it, you know, the guy wasn't miyayish yet. So you're right. That's a practical question, right? Lamaisa, how do you know if it's Shalom Midas? Okay, you gotta figure it out. Number one, the other issue I wanted to mention was the issue of Shechitas Akum that is mentioned here. That we're not worried about Shechitas Akum. There is a very interesting machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh. Why is Shechitas Akum a problem? Why can't a guy shech for me? If I'm watching a guy shecht, that he does it perfectly, and he learns Hilcha Shechita, why isn't a guy allowed to shecht? So that is also a machlokas we showed and quoted in the Taz, in Simon Beis in Yoredeya. Right, that's Shechitas Akum, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shechitas Akum Nevela. What does that mean? It's as if it wasn't shechted. It's not just Trefa. It's Nevela. The afilu hu katan afilu eina oved kochavim, kagon ger toshav, the afilu achir mron oso. Even if it's a ger toshav, even if I'm watching him. Shechitas Akum is Nevela. Why? Right? So based on the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. That's the Machlokas through the Rosh of the Rambam. The Rosh says, why is Shechitas Akum Nevela? Mishum de'eno bar zvicha. You're mufka from these halachas. The Pasuk says, v'zavachta v'yachalta, also shehu bar zvicha, acho mizivcho. He's not a bar zvicha. And therefore, anybody who is not Jewish is not a bar zvicha. Right? That is the Rosh in the name of the Ri and others. The Rambam says a whole very different pshat. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shechita says, why mishum dechsiv lekara lecha v'yachalta mizivcho. He will call you and you will eat from his what he shechted. Mashba, that if you're not allowed to, you're worried about this, it must be that it's not kosher. Me'achash is hira Torah, shema yocha mizivcho, atalamash izivcho aser. A much less fundamental approach than the Shita of the Rosh. And the Taz right there says, Anafkamina, and where Machmir is Gertoshev. Gertoshev, he's not Oved Avodah Zarah, but he eats Nevelis. According to the Rosh, his Shita is Aser Min HaTorah, because he's not a Jew, he's not a Bar Zvicha, and therefore to be Aser Daraisa. But according to the Rambam, he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, Mistama, his Shita is Kasher Min HaTorah. It's just Aser Darabanan, because you don't know. But the Rambam says that favorite. The Rambam says, there in Hilchos Shechita, Geder Gadol, Gadru Badavar. That's a Darabanan Lashon. Shafilu Goy She'eno Oved Avodah Zarah Shechitas Nevela. Even if you're watching him, if you're watching a Ger Toshav Shecht, right, he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. Is that a problem? So, Midrabanan it is. But on a Daraisa level, wouldn't be, and that's the Nafkamina, the Taz quotes between the Rush and the Rambam. Lumdus wise, you know, one might say the difference is, can a goy do a Maisa Shechita? Is it a Maisa Shechita or not? Or there's just no Heter Shechita? That's a big nafkamina. In what way? Not Bizman Azeh. But Let's say the Hiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, is this piece of meat a nevela really da'oraisa in terms of tuma? The difference between nevela and trefa is not tame. If I shecht an animal perfectly, but it has a hole in its lung, it's usher for me to eat, but it's not metame me. A trefa is not one of the avos atumas. Nevela is one of the avos atumas. A piece of meat that went unshechted. So if a goy shechts something perfectly, is that a nevela da'oraisa? According to the Rosh, yes. So nevela da'oraisa, it'll be metame. Will burn truma if that piece of nevela touches the truma. Masha'ekin, according to the Rambam, maybe not. Maybe it's only nevela derabanan. And therefore, you wouldn't burn truma. It's very important, halakha l'maisa, machlokas, quoted in Siman Beis in Yaradeya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, finishing up this section. Eagle. So we spoke about a piece of meat that was found. Eagle, the gubnish takak paputuka delevi, similar idea. A piece of cheese. A circle of cheese was found in the pundik, in the inn of Levi, also a public area. And they mastered it because of the same two items. Mishum mitzia, or mishum rov mahalchei drachim. Mishum mitzia, titania, matzo, miyada gayas, miyada ri, mishun esayam, mishun esaynohar. From all these public places, miyisrati gdola, miplati gdola, harilu shalom, mibresha baile, misyashe mehen. Mishum rov mahalchei drachim, mishum gvinas nachri. Then, of course, gvinas nachri, that would be the potential problem. Right, for this gvina, right, related to chalav akum and gvinas nachri, v'shtak achmin, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, and again, it was found out to be of Jewish source, so this halacha was correct. Vayter, amar Reb Mana, kumi Reb Yossi, v'anan chamin rabban and machrizin. But we saw rabbis go and announce, even in these cases. Meaning, we saw them go, l'fnim mishur esadin. Sounds like, they announce. So how can you say it's automatically mutter? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yossi answers, Ah, what about you? In Havita Mishkach, Velo Nasvis. If you would find that you wouldn't take it, Rabbi Yona Avuch Lo Amar Kain, your father Rabbi Yona never said so, Elo Amar, you know what he used to say? Halavai Ka Nashkach Nashkach Min Piyusa Velagu. I wish we would have found this in the public area, then I'd be able to keep it. Meaning, but it sounds like, if you'd find it in the public area, it would be mutter. Right? Only if you find it in a non-public area. So even though this is true, afilu kein ashkach lo nasa. Even though this is true, you know, there were some rabbis, Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, and others that used to find things that they wouldn't take it. And there'd be machmer, sometimes going lefi mishur sadin, to try to return the item to his rightful owner. Good. Vayter, says the next Mishnah. Behema shenim seis b'Yerushalayim b'ad Migdal Eder. So now we're talking about not pieces of animals, like we spoke about yesterday, meat and limbs, but animals. If you have a find an animal in the surrounding area, close to Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, ukimidasa lechol ruach, and that radius all around, zecharim olos. Male animals, you have to assume that they're olos. Carbon olos are males. Nekevos zifchei shlamim. We'll get to this in the Gemara. Shlamim could be either. But nekevos, if you find nekevos, you assume they're shlamims. Rabbi Yehuda omer, haray lipsachim, kodim l'regel shloshim yom. If it's 30 days before Pesach, then you could assume that they are Pesachs, because that's the karban that everybody is involved in. Period. Stop there for a minute. Ask the achronim we spoke about yesterday. Rove, karov, right? So if you hold rove and karov, then rove is adif. Rove animals are chulin animals, right? So why do we have to assume that right around Yerushalayim these animals are karbanas and bechlal? What about rove karov? We spoke about yesterday. Rove maybe is a birur and karov is a achra. So why do you say rove wins? Says the Placey, right? It says the Rabbi Yonatan and Ibishitz and other Achronim. Maybe there's a difference, even if you say Rove beats Karov, but there's a difference by what he calls Aruba de Muchach. Aruba de Muchach or a Karov de Muchach. If it's really weighted, that it really, really is a strong probability, so that could outweigh. Even if you say Ruba of a Karov, Ruba Adif, if it's a Karov de Muchach, so then, maybe Karov could win, even though Rove normally wins. So that's what he says here in one of the Achronim. Mishem Kach Kan Hove Nimsis Behemah BeMigdal Eder Shu Samach Maor LiYerushalayim Havikein Korva DeMuchach VeRove HaBehemah SheBeret Yisrael VeSvivos Eino Rove HaMuchach. That's not Rove Muchach. That it's not a carbon. V'Yim Kein, and that's why you don't go after the Rove in this case. Only if it would be equal, the Rove and the Karos. Good. What about the Pesach? So you find an animal, you assume it's a Pesach. Could you use this as a Karban Pesach? So the Bartanura here says yes, but most others assume not. Remember we have the Gemara in the end of Psachim, that you have to have at least one person who's still connected to that animal, that's still nimne on that animal. So others say that maybe it just means that, you're allowed to use it for Tzarchei Pesach, but A lot dafka that you would actually use it for the Pesach. Vayter. Barishono, hayyimim ashkenes motz'eha. They used to force the ones who found the animals and brought them as karbanos, to force them also, achu maybe nisachea. They also force them to bring the nisachim. Right, we know olas and shlamims have to have nisachim with them, flour and oil. So you found it, so you got to bring the nisachim also. But obviously, what did people start doing? They found the animals, they wouldn't do anything to them. Chazer lios menichanosa, ubarchet. People just left them there. They didn't want to have the trouble of also having to pay out of pocket for the nisachim. Hiskinu bezdin shi nisacheha bar mishal tzibor. So they made a takana that, okay, you find an animal, the nisachim come from public funds. Right? So we had elsewhere also other takanas of people who find items, right? The Gemara says in Bamitzia that we don't make, or the Gemara, actually it's a Mishnah in Gittin, that people who find things, Hamesha Aveda, doesn't have to take shvuas, doesn't have to take oaths. That if I find an item and somebody says, oh yeah, where's the other half? Oh, swear to me that you didn't find the other half. So I'm not going to pick it up next time. I'm doing you a favor. Right? So you're not allowed right, protection of the finders. But they take an olam. So you find that the Chazal made certain societal laws in this regard. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Zayin Dvar Miskinu Bezdin. Really, there were seven takanas that were related here. V'zeach HaMehen, this was number one. Number one was, if you find an item, an animal, then the Nesachim Kami Shal Tzibur. Number two, Nachri Sheshalach Olasam Imdinas Hayam, a non-Jew who sends his carbon Ola. Remember, we had that Machlokas Tanam earlier. We paskin that non-Jews are only allowed to send Olos, no other Karbanos. We spoke about the Hashkafa behind that from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Pashas Bracious, because Ola reflects their view of religion. They have to be extreme. Kulo Khalil, right? The greatest religious figure can't be married, can't be involved, can't be, right? That's carbon ola is reflection. We have carbon shlamim, right? Be makadish v'chomer, be involved in the world, a little for the Bailam, a little for the Kohen, a little for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but that's Shachat Ola. So when he sends this Ola from Medina Sayam, Vishalach Yimar Nesachim, and he sends the Sachim with him, Makrevin Mishalo, you could use them. Vimlav, Krevin Mishal Tzibur. And if not, the Tzibur has to supply the Nesachim for these Karbanos. The Mepharshim and Mishnayos talk about, does this apply for Jews also? What if a Jew sends it from Medina Sayam? Right? If a Jew's not here, or do we like force somehow to get it? And what about a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael? What about the two opposite cases that's discussed here in the Teferis Yisrael and the Tosfos Yontif on Mishnah? So Tosfos Yontif says, "Dibro Chachamim Behoveh Teferis Yisrael b'zman habayis lo shlichi nachrim kulei hai." It's just giving the Lamaisa case, but really the halacha would apply across the board, lachara even for Jews outside. Or the opposite, if a non-Jew is here, we would say to him, "Please, you know the rule is you got to bring the Sachem also." Right? It's only just giving the Lamaisa case. But the nachri in Chutz La'aretz, that's what would apply. Good. Also a ger that converted and died, and he left Zvachim, meaning he has no children, or halachic relatives, and he left Zvachim. If he left some assets, then fine, use them. And if not, you're makriv them, Mishel Tzibur. Right? A ger halachically does not have any relatives, as the Gemara says. Gershin is gaikot and shenola dami. There is no source for that halacha given in Gemara. Chassam Sofer wonders, Bitzarach Ian, what's the source for that? That a ger is not related to any of his family members on a daraisa level. The Meshech Chachma suggests it's the pasuk in Veschanan. Shuvu lochem la'ahalechem. After Har Sinai, Hashem says, go back to your tents. Ain o'al ala ishto. So they were all able to go back to their wives after Har Sinai. But one minute, many of them were married to Isurim. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was an also relationship. Right, it was an aunt and a nephew, Amram and Yocheved. Right, so how'd they all go back to their wives? Some of them were married to illicit people. So the answer is it must be they were all gerim at that time. Gershon is gar kachan shenola dami. That's one. Another the Baal Turim has another source, but either way, that's one. But tonight Bezdinu Vaitu, next sort one. The Bezdin also makes a condition. Al Kohen Gadol Shemes Shetehei Menchaso Kreva Mishal Tzibur. As we know, the Kohen Gadol brings a special carbon mincha every day. Minchas Chavitin, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. What happens if he dies during the day? So the rest of the mincha is brought Mishel Tzibur. That's who has to supply the second half. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argues, Mishel Yarshim. No, the Kohen Gadol's Yarshim have to give the other half of the day. But by the way, everybody agrees, Vishlema Haisa Kreva. But when you have the afternoon, what does the Kohen Gadol do? As we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara Gadol, every morning, he took the entire amount in the morning, then split it. And then did half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So in the afternoon, you can't just take the other half of the Kohen Gadol's from the morning. And you can't just be Makdish another half. You have to take another whole amount and then split it and makriv that half in the afternoon. That's the halach. Good. Also, the salt and the wood that are used in the Beis HaMikdash, it's very hard for Kohanim not to benefit, so therefore there was a takana that there's no mi'ila by their using it. The Gemara will talk about that more. Also, the paraduma's ashes, there's no mi'ila by it. Again, the Gemara talks about why. V'yalakiran apsulos, shubos bishal tzibor. On pasul kinim, if something happens to one of the sets of birds, so resupply it, mishal tzibor. From Seber funds, you want to make sure that these women are taken care of. The Zavos and the Yoldos. So Seber supplies what became possible. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Masabek is a Kinim, who Masabek is a Psulos. As we said yesterday, the suppliers of the Kinim also took it upon themselves to add in the extra, the ones that were possible. Not only the ones that were Avud, as we had yesterday, but also the ones that were, that were possible. Okay. Again, this, we'll just mention one point and then we'll continue. And that is, there's a stira discussion in the Rambam. What is the halacha? The Minchas Chinuch points out this stira on the in the discussion. What happens if the Kohen Gadol appoint a Kohen Gadol? Let me see. Kuf Lamed Vav Dalad. Here it is. The Kuf Lamed Vav Dalad. The Minchas Chinuch points out a problem. Calls there, but Kohen Gadol Atzmo. Aval a mace Kohen Gadol, who plucked a b'shas, as we know, whether you bring it from the Yarshin or bring it from the Tzibur, and there's a Seer in the Rambam, because in Hilchas Tmidin Musafin, the Rambam paskins that you bring it from the Yarshin, like Rabbi Yehuda. And in Hilchas Shkalim, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that you bring it from Shumas and Lishka. So, he just leaves it as a Tzarech Ian, what do we paskin in this regard? And then he adds, Lone is Ba'er, what if the Kohen Gadol didn't die, but he was removed? He got a mum. And they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol. In Makrivin Chavitin and Mimi Lochin. So who do you bring it from? So Venera says the Minchas Chinuch. I think Kiva did Ashinan Miva Hakohen Hamashiach Tachtav Mibanav Yaseh Osa Chokolam Nilman Mizeb Meis Avalam Lo Meis BeEmes Ein Makrivin Chavitin Klal. Wow. Lo Mishalo VeLo Mishal Tzibor. The King Zeres Akasev Dafka BeMeis Avalam Uchai VeEin Shem Kohen Gadol. Ein makriven klal umikom makom sarach ian. That's the chiddush gadol of the Minchas Chinuch. Only if the Kohen Gadol dies is there's a kasuv that what you only have to bring a Kohen Gadol's carbon if there is a Kohen Gadol. If there is no Kohen Gadol, so then you don't have to bring it. So the Torah's mechadesh, if he dies, you got to bring it. But what if there isn't a Kohen Gadol for other reasons? So is this halacha megala in all cases or not? That's the Minchas Chinuch suggestion. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Oshia, Rava, Amar, Lavo, B'demeyan, Shanu. Rav Oshia says, what does this line mean? So we'll take one of the understandings. When we says that if you find an animal, it's an Ola or it's a Shlamim, you have no idea if it's really an Ola or a Shlamim. So all this means is, if you find an Ola, so then you have to set aside money and change the Kedusha onto the money and then bring that money. Meaning, yep, you can't, and just to be safe. Right, you're not sure what to do, and you have to pay basically just in case for both. Right, one for an ola, one for a shlamim. You're not sure what this animal is. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Molalem Seumal Bakachim. What if it is an animal, a karbon, and it doesn't have a mum yet? Are you allowed to redeem it without it getting a mum? Isn't that like Meila Bakachim? You're redeeming it for no reason, just because you're not sure. So Ella, this is what you should do. Hilchamen Achar Rov. No, you go up to the Rov. As the pashas of the Mishnah was, Imrov Zacharim Olos, Imrov Nekeva Zivchei Shlamim. Most male animals around are Olos, and most females are Shlamims. Says the Gemara, really? V'yena Shlamim Bam and Zacharim and Nekevas? Shlamim can be from either. Only Olos can be males. So what do you do? So Ketza to Oseh. So, again, you're stuck. Maybe it is a carbon, maybe it's not a carbon. So how do you understand what the Mishnah is trying to teach me? So the Gemara says, Ketzer u'oseh, motzian l'chulin, you take the animal, you beer motzian l'chulin. What does that mean? You let it graze till it gets a mum, and then you take those proceeds, and v'chozer v'osa osan olos. And then you use that money for olos. What does that mean? Even olos, says the Tikkun Chadatin. Meaning you bring two animals, one for an ola, and one for a shlamim, because you're not sure exactly which it is. That's one suggestion. Amar Reb Zeira, maybe the more pashtus, based on the context of the Mishnah, Kamad Atamar Taman, what do you mean? Just like we say elsewhere, tonight, Bezdinu Ala Mosaro Sheikrivu Olos, if you have leftovers, you bring it as Olos, and much of the Mosar that we discussed earlier in the Masechta was used as Olos, even if it was a Mosar Chatas. Remember, Mosar Chatas money was used for olos. So kenat mar afacha. So here too, tnai bezin ala ovdas sheikrivu olos. So to here, the tnai bezin, the condition was anything lost could be brought as olos. Says the Gemara, come on, how can you compare it to what we said earlier? Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Aracha, ain't ze mezid? Isn't this a problem, mezid? How do you understand that question? Says the Tiklan Chalatin, there we had money. Money is different than animals. Money is better kabayis. So money, you could say, even if it was a designated for a chatos, you could switch it for an ola. But here, this might be an actual animal. So Amar Le, yes. Mikiva Shutanai Vest, and ain't ze mezid? It's not considered a problem. Because if it was already a Tanai Bezdin, then Chazal, the Bezdin, makes all of these inherent conditions to take care of all of these cases that you're not sure what to do.
What's the thought process of the first explanation, given that we were worried that you're not even going to pay for the...
Right, the first explanation, I was thinking that too. Like, well, we didn't think you would put in any money extra. Right. So maybe that could have been a question on that explanation too. The Gemara asked one out of two questions that it could have asked. You're right, but who would give so much money based on an animal that they found? Right, it's good. So it's a question, but Pashas could have asked that question also. Amar Rabbi Yosa Adon Taman, while I was still in Eretz Yisrael, Shamas called Rabbi Yehuda Shal to Shmuel. I saw Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel. Right, we have this already. Hifri Shiklov Ameis Amalei Yiplu Nadava. Almost rest here. So Efe Shalor Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolichem Liam Amelach Rabbi Lazar Omar Yiplu Lidava. Right, same machlokas that we had quoted earlier. Asiris So Efe Shal Kohen Gadol. So now let's talk about this carbon. Right, this carbon is a mitzvus asay. Mitzvah Aseh for the Kohen Gadol to bring a carbon every day. The Sefer HaChinuch says, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, Shenitz Tavinu Sheyakrib HaKohen HaGadol Mincha Bechol Yom Pa'amayim. Ba'boker Ubeinu Arbayim. Right, every morning, every afternoon, this is one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs, one mitzvah that he performs half in the morning, half in the afternoon, separate mitzvah. Right, like we always say, there's not one Jew that could do every mitzvah. No one Jew could do all 613. Right, there are some mitzvahs on men, some on women, some on the Kohen Gadol, some on Kohanim, some on Levim, some on Yisraelim. Right, so this mitzvah is only on the, so on Bezdin. Right, this mitzvah is only on the Kohen Gadol. Only on the Kohen Gadol, so he realizes his special state and a special position throughout his tenure as the Kohen Gadol. Interestingly, we mentioned this in the past, it's the same exact carbon that a Kohen brings on the first day of his doing Avoda. What's called this Minchas Chinuch. The Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chinuch every single day. Right, the Bali Moser point out, so he feels new every day. He should feel like the first time, opening day, every day. That's the message that he should feel. But either way, how is it done? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mikadsha, Chotze Ve'osa V'achach Mikadsha. You split it, like we said in the morning, you split it, and you're only Makdish the half right before you're about to burn it. Rav Shimon Lakish no Amar no Makadsha ve'akach chotze osa. No, Rav Lakish says first you sanctify the whole unit and then you split it in half. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. So the following is against Rabbi Yochanan. Makriv mechso mechso avad. Because what do we say if the Kohen Gadol dies? You have to throw out half, the other half that he didn't use. But what do you mean? If it wasn't sanctified in the morning, then you shouldn't have to throw it out, right? You should be able to use it. So it must be against Rabbi Yochanan. So Pasar Lo, how would he explain that? Shekin afilu mos yochul yam ha-melech. No. He holds to even throw mosar asir so'efa money to the yam ha-melech. Meaning even if it doesn't have full kedusha. Even bedek abayis he holds that you throw out. See here too, that's why he would say you throw it out even if it did not achieve kedusha saguf. Masisa pligi al. So here the girsos are problematic. We'll go with our girsa. Pliga our Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The following price is against Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish who says that it is sanctified. Nimsu shnei chatzon kreiv v'shnei chatzon avudin. Right? Yep. So if you have a new hole that you bring in the afternoon and you have to split, then you're only makdish half of it. So you have half in the morning that's going to be thrown out and half in the afternoon that's thrown out. V'tani Allah mechzer rishon and mechzer sheni tuubar tzurasan v'yesh l'beisas reifa. You take both leftover halves and you have to wait overnight and you have to burn it. But one second, according to you, Reish Lakish, they're already nidche. You shouldn't have to wait overnight and then burn it. Right? If you have half that's unusable right now, it was what's called basically dichui. Right, it was nitche, it was already pushed aside, so why should you have to wait overnight? Others say the Gersa is Rabbi Yochanan. And the problem is like, why are all of these problematic at all? You know, wasn't Niskadish. Right, same question as we had earlier. Either way, Pasala, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Isaron Makadesh. Maybe, you're right, this Bryce is going like Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, who says Isaron Isma, it is sanctified, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, or some would say, I don't hold like that opinion. Okay. Kshakoin miskarif tchila lavoda, maybe asir soevish shalav, ovda biyado, as we just said, every Kohen every day. every time he's the first day he does the avoda, right? First time a kohen does the avoda beis hamikdash, he brings a special carbon. What echad kohen gadol echad kohen hediot she'avdu at shelo heviu asir se'efa shalahem? What happens if a kohen or a kohen gadol does their avoda without bringing their minchas chinuch? Our girsa is avodas and ksheira. Avodas ksheira, and that's the Rambam's girsa. Right, that's also machlokas, whether we throw the other girsos have avodas a psula. But we, the Rama paskins, that it is ksheira. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, is there tashlumin? Very interesting question. Because, let's say I blew it. Let's say I didn't bring my carbon Menachas Chinuch, I started doing the avodah. I brought 8 carbonas today. So, do I still have to bring my Menachas Chinuch? Is it what we call a matir or a mitzvah? Do I say, I blew it, it's matter me, but once I started doing the avodah, okay, I lost the opportunity. What do I say? Me, no, it's a chovas gavra, I have to bring this, l'chadchila, before I do anything, but if not, you know, whenever I need to. So he has that chakira, classic minchas chinuch question, is there tashlumin when it comes to the minchas chinuch? Okay, says the minchas chinuch has that shayla about the minchas chinuch. Okay, Rebbe Mana, boy Meimar, bo bayom, and the following question is like a Minchas Chinuch question, but the Gemara asks it. Bo bayom, shiniskar, tchila l'avoda, bo bayom, nisvan aliyas kohen gadol. What happens if the kohen, the first day he does the avoda, they have such high hopes for him, he not only is appointed the kohen, but that day they say, you know what, let's make him the kohen gadol. How many karbanas does he have to bring that day? How many? So, he has to bring his daily Minchas Chinuch, his Minchas Chavitin. But how many does he have to bring a carbon for becoming a kohen and becoming a kohen gadol, or just one plus his daily minchas chinuch? So maybe shtayim achas lechinuch of achas lechovas hayom, which really means 3. The Tilan Chadim explains that that lo havamin is that only 2, but maskani he has to bring 3, and the Bavli also weighs in on this too. Okay, weiter tufine. It says that it has to be baked b'shas hava tufine. At the moment, at the time period that you bring it, it has to be baked. What does that mean? Vein b'shachras tufine. It has to be baked during the day. It can't be baked pre-dawn. It can't be baked too early. Aiva tanina. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah describing in Maseches Tami the avoda while it's still dark? They woke up the Chavitin people to start making it. No, that's only to warm up the hot water, make the hot water for it. But the actual baking has to be done only during the day. Tufine, what does that mean? A couple of opinions how it's baked. Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, mitagna v'akach ofosa. First you have to fry it a little bit, and then you have to bake it. Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, to ofosa v'akach v'tagna. The opposite. First baking, remember, baking is dry. Tigun is boil, like with oil, water. Tufine teafena na. Tufine means bake it after it's already semi-cooked. Rebbe Omer teafena na'eh. Bake it when it's beautiful and nice and, on the side it says racha, when it's raw, when nothing has happened yet. Rebbe Dosa Omer teafena riva. Bake it a lot. So the Gemara says, Asyin Eilin Palgavasa Kehena Palgavasa. There seems to be a parallel machlokas here. Mandamar Teafena Noe, the one that says Noe, bake it when it's like raw, Kamandamar Ofe, Vakak Matagna. That's like the opinion that says first you bake it, meaning you bake it when nothing's done to it yet, when it's still a dough, and then Matagna, and then you fry it. Mandamar Teafena Noe, Kamandamar Matagna, Vakak Ofe. You bake it, something has already been done to it. Again, we don't have time right now, but this relates to the major issue in Hilchas Shabbos of Bishol Achar Bishol, and whether you do a different type of cooking. Afia is called dry cooking. Bishol is called wet cooking. Well, we're machmir to assume that even though we say ain't Bishol Achar Bishol, yesh Bishol Achar Afia, yesh Afia Achar Bishol, very lamaisa discussions in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara, let's finish up. Lo sof davar shemes. Does this not only apply if he dies? Ela afilo nitma vafilo nitchem imum? Do we say, right, this is what the Minchas Chinuch asked earlier, but this is a related issue. Do we say that even if he dies, that he cannot bring the other half? He cannot bring the other half if he's still around? Not only if he died, but even if he just became Tami or Mum? So Tani, Reb Yudah, Barpazi, Devar Dilei, vafilo nitchem imum. Yeah, even if he was nitchem imum, he wouldn't be able to bring the other half. But the Minchas Chinuch shayla is, well, do you do anything? That was his shayla before. Minayin l'kohen gadol shemeis v'lo minu achar tachtav. Shetei minchasa kreva mishal yarshim. How do you know if the kohen gadol dies and there's no kohen gadol in the interim? You bring a mishal yarshim. Tamalomer mi banav yase osa. Yachol yivienu l'chatsayim. You might think they only have to bring a half to be mashlim from the morning. Tamalomer osa. Kula amarti. Div Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda holds, it comes from the yarshim. Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Abayla Mishal Tzibor. No, Mishal Tzibor. Shnei Amar, Chat olam, misha bris kusa lo. It's a rule forever. It's the covenant that was made with him. Who's the him? The Kohen Gadol is the representative of the Tzibor. So the Tzibor has to bring it, right? The Kohen Gadol's Yarshim are not Tzibor. The Kohen Gadol is representative of the Tzibor. But then, if not him, it has to be from the Tzibor. Kalil taktar, kalil haktara. It's all burned, right? You don't eat any of it. You don't eat any of the leftovers. Just like a regular carbon mincha of a Kohen. Minchas Kohen is all Kalil, so too this one. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. But Hashem, we will continue again on Sunday. On Sunday, again, the next two dots of Hashem will be uploaded. And Sunday, we will pick up with Maseches Yoma on Sunday.